Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94 WIP, starting hour number two on a happy morning for Philadelphia area people and Phillies fans as we broadcast all over the world. Phillies fans everywhere, regardless of where you are. Miracles, as Al Michaels said many times, actually said it once in the 80 Winter Olympics for the hockey team, miracles do happen. You know, I don't know if it was quite a miracle, but as we've heard from almost everybody this morning, you really did not think the Phillies were going to win when they were down 5-0, and you just, oh, okay, all they need to do is split in Houston. They win tonight, it's over. Yep, and it was bordering on that, down 5-0 against the Houston Astros. But it's all good. Eagles will continue their undefeated season tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, that's obvious. Steelers are not a good team. Kenny Two Gloves Pickett will throw two interceptions. That'll be a gimme. That's a given. And the Sixers won without Joel Embiid. When you look at the box score, you say, the way those guys shot, you say, how the hell did they win? Nobody shot well. They play without Embiid, which sometimes is actually a good thing. But it's just, it is what it is. Embiid and Harden, I understand, aren't the best of friends these days. I'm not saying they're enemies, but Joel has sensitivity when he's not the center of attention. But whatever, the season goes on, but everybody is happy about the Phillies and happy about the Eagles. Ron, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King. How you doing, man?
Another day in paradise.
Oh, man, tell me about it. So, to answer the first question, my belief in the Phillies didn't waver last night.
I don't believe you.
I somehow knew you were going to say that. But they've been resilient these whole playoffs.
Yeah, but it's 5-0 against the best team in baseball.
I know that, but here's the thing, though. Right? It's the known fact of Verlander's World Series woes. So what I said, I'm sitting there with my buddy, and I told him, I said, come the fourth, fifth inning, he's going to unravel. And that's what happened.
You had that figured out. Okay.
Come on, King, you're not the only smart guy on the line.
No. It's 5-0 against the Astros. You know, I don't know. In those other losses that he was up 5-0.
Right, but I get that, obviously, right? The numbers say that they're not going to win. But I'm telling you, it's just that this team's resilient, man. They bounce back all the time. The other thing I have is Doc. Do you have a date when you think that Doc will be out of here? If you had to put a date,
I don't have a date, but I would say it's by January.
Okay. All right. So we're going into
I would say
year.
It's by January. When you know, as Kenny Rogers once eloquently sang, you got to know when to hold them, when to fold them. And when to fold them.
I think.
If he's not going to be, if you know he's not going to be here next year, what are you going through the rest of this year for?
Right. Yeah, it's been terrible basketball, man. And the thing that I can't stand is when Embiid gets into that crying for fouls thing, it everything goes bad. It goes bad at that point. As soon as him and Harden start crying for fouls and they're looking at the refs after every call and he's flopping all over the floor, we don't win. That's just what happens. So it's been rough. Here's the team. I got the team. And this is the winner, so we can shut it down after this.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure I do.
It's the 18-0 Patriots.
Nah, because the Giants were a good team. You know, I didn't think, well, you know, I don't have to shut it down, but and thanks for the thought. I would not take that team because I never thought they were going to be undefeated that year. It sounds crazy. I think it's always better to have a loss before you go into it. And there's only one other team that went into the Super Bowl undefeated that I remember, and that would be Miami. And they're the only team that stayed undefeated. I think it's always better to have a loss. You don't want to put that pressure on yourself. But they did achieve a lot. They got to the Super Bowl and they accomplished a lot. That would not be my choice. I don't know what the millennials, both Kyle and Bill Matz, would think. But, yeah, we'll see. Darnell, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you doing there, Howard?
I'm wonderful, Darnell. Schuylkill County is where?
Yeah, man, I tell you all the time, man. We right there, Yingling Beer Distributor.
Yeah, it's up to it's off to the side of the state, right?
Yeah, we're a suburb of Pottsville, PA, where the brewery is.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
But listen,
I'm listening.
I thought the Phillies could come back and win this game. After the third inning, you know, when they scored the five runs, I thought about Houston. My wife asked me, did I think they could win the game? And I told my wife then, I said, listen, they have 18 more outs, okay, to win the game. Turned out they had.
So, in other words, you can add. Then you can add because you counted 18.
Yeah, whatever.
But they had more outs than that. They had more outs than that because they went to the 10th inning. So that wasn't accurate either.
An additional three more outs. I said 21. So at any rate, my point is this. And my complaint is this, man. And my fear is this. Man, when he calls Efren out and Robinson out, those guys are always pitching with men on base. I can't. You know, the thing is, man, you want to keep the guys also. Like, if the guy hit a home run, a solo home run, the game is tied. But they don't win the game. It's just a tie. But when you pitch a man with constantly putting people on and then give up the home run, that's when you're in trouble. You know what I mean? So I hate to see when Efren come in. I'm sorry.
He's not this. He's okay. He gives you an inning. That's what he does. He extends your bullpen a little bit. He gives you an inning.
But it's a nervous ending. You know, because like I said,
what do you think, David? You think David Robertson calmed people down when he came into the game?
Heck no. I hate to see that guy. I'm sorry. I know how he feels, and he think he old Philadelphia or something. You know, oh, man, it's frightful when that brother comes in. I'm sorry. But, you know, he pulled it off. Let me say this.
Yes, they did.
Win, lose, or draw, Philly's going to win that series.
Well, I could tell you one thing that won't happen. There won't be a draw.
Not in baseball.
There won't be a draw. So we could pass by that. Gino, what's happening?
Hey, Howard, how's it going, pal?
Just wonderful. But, you know, how could it be a bad day? I'm sitting here at the Borgata, enjoyed everything
sure
here last night.
I'm sitting in the woods.
Yeah, the Phillies come up with a win. Jack Fritz had to change his underwear six times last night. everything. Jack only has one pair of underwear, so he had problems.
I was ready to turn it off when it was 5-0.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I hung in there, and I was just hoping that they would put up a fight. And you know, to be able to get the split, maybe to take over in game two and get the split. But I thought
yeah, and that's what people were thinking. Yeah, but you think, okay, all they need is a split here, right?
Yeah,
and they have another game to do it.
Yeah. Did need them to put up a fight, and where it was 5-5, and then they had the bases loaded, and Castellano swings at that bad ball. I just didn't think the fate was going to fall our way last night. Although,
no.
How
could you think that down 5-0 to the best? Yeah, how could you think that down 5-0 to the best team in baseball? I mean,
what did you think about that Altuve getting picked off at second base? Do you think they should have overturned that?
You know, it's hard to win challenges these days. Altuve actually, he didn't even run hard on that single he got. What was it, in the 10th inning? But he got on second base because he stole the base. But he should have been there already. I don't know what his he's a hell of a player. He was probably one of the biggest cheaters on the team. But but those days are over. But he's still a hell of a player. He really is a hell of a player.
But he seems to be down in the dumps hitting 082.
Well, I don't know if it's down in the dumps.
That's why he didn't leg it out.
Well, there's no reason. That's one reason he should have legged it out.
No, I hear you.
All right, so who's your team that didn't achieve?
The 93 Phillies. Joe Carter broke my heart.
Yeah, but they got a lot further than anybody thought they would. But we'll put it down because they weren't good enough to win that World Series. I mean, Toronto was a better team, and yet Joe Carter did break your heart. Broke everybody's heart. Broke Mitch Williams' heart. That was back probably the beginning of the end. For Mitchy Poo. All right, let me get another call here. Randy, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for what you do for this area. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks aren't necessary. It's my job, and I enjoy it. And hopefully people understand when I'm honest, I'm honest.
Yep.
And that's all I can be. I just don't know anything else.
All right, well, now that you said, you know, when you're honest, you're honest. I'm going to be honest with you. Last night, I'm sitting there listening to the game, and I'm like, oh, crap, here we go. And then I immediately turned to a guy who was getting ready to have a meltdown, and I was like, you got to believe, man. They got it.
Well, you didn't think. So you're going to tell, well, I guess your friend, you got to believe, yet you had serious doubts.
Mind. Yes. No, I didn't have serious doubts. It came to my mind like, okay, here we go. And then as soon as he said it, I'm like, wait a minute. Nah, these cats are fighting, man. They're doing things.
They're down 5-0. Come on. You thought it was over. You thought it was over. Be honest.
It's okay. They got them. Why can't – then you talk about miracle, right? And you say – I've heard that over the last couple of weeks, miracle, miracle, miracle. When are we going to get off of that word?
Well,
like,
something's going on, and you know that you got. I think luck is the residue of design. So you get lucky because of things you do. So I get all that, and I understand all that.
Not quitting there.
And I get that. I get that. But you need help. The St. Louis manager helped him because he's an idiot.
Yep.
You know, they got rid of three coaches. They should have gotten rid of him, too. But I don't care about the Cardinals. All right. So then Bob Melvin, who I think is a sharp guy, Hader hasn't pitched all. He's the best relief pitcher in baseball over the last month. And he's still warming up,
So what mistake do you think the manager for that or Baker made last night for the Astros?
I think the Phillies achieved.
Right.
I don't think Baker made a mistake. I think Dusty Baker's a good manager.
Miracle.
We had Jason Worth. And, you know, I got to be friendly with Jason after we had a huge blowout his first year here. But he's a really good guy, and he's a sharp guy. And when I was on with Joe Giglio the other night, we had Jason Worth on. And he played for Dusty Baker for 2 years, and he really liked him as a manager. Dusty is a really good manager, and he's a sharp guy. Sometimes the manager can't do anything.
Yeah.
Play in the end, whether it's a head coach, whether it's a manager, players are the ones that play the game. And in most cases, they have to be the ones that win, or they are the ones that didn't accomplish what they should have accomplished, and you lose the game. So
yeah.
I don't think Dusty Baker did anything wrong.
Here's what I'll say, Howard, and I'll give you my team if it's not already been taken. I think the Philadelphia Phillies, you know, like the 17 Eagles, they're playing every game the same way everyone else is going out and treating life. You know what I mean? We're working every day. We're busting our butts to get to where we're trying to go. And that's what these guys are doing, and they're basically doing on the field what we do in life. So that's my thought process on that. My team is to never achieve, if it hasn't already been said, is the Buffalo Bills in the 90s.
Yeah, but they did achieve. Okay, I'll put that down. But that's interesting. But and thanks for the call.
Yes, sir.
All right. Buffalo, you know, they got to, four straight Super Bowls. They never won, but that's a hell of an accomplishment.
Not the ultimate accomplishment. I like that answer.
Were you alive for that, Genius?
No.
It's Kyle Quinn back at studio. You know what? They were a hell of a team, and if it wasn't for that stinking kicker.
Norwood.
Was it Scott Norwood?
Yep,
was that
Scott
his first
Norwood,
name? Scott
yeah.
Norwood. Was it wide left? Wide right? Well, whatever. See, I remember too many Miami, Florida State games. So it was a wide left, wide right. It's not bad. All right. Well, you guys make the call anyway. So, you know, I'm just here as an innocent bystander to your decisions on who wins the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. So, you know, it's just so you help people enjoy the fine things at the Bruno Brothers. So that's okay. All right. So I would say that's the leader in the clubhouse. Would you agree with that?
So far.
Okay.
Can definitely be beat, though.
All right. And we'll try to do that. The question for the $100 gift certificate is, best team to come up short? And I guess in the letter of the way I described that, Buffalo would be. The Buffalo Bills would be good. They might win this year. You know, it would be a great Super Bowl because of the fan bases. Buffalo has an unbelievable fan base. That Bills Mafia, unlike the Mafia that existed years ago in South Philadelphia, they don't whack anybody. They just have fun. And then the Philadelphia Eagles fans at a Super Bowl. Can you imagine the clash of fans if those two teams were in the Super Bowl? That would be terrific, actually. It would be terrific. All right. My once a segment phone reference to our number, 215-592-9494. You know that number. You know that darn number. I'm Howard Eskin. We're here at the Borgata. We'll get back to the calls. We'll get to Mark Lawrence coming up shortly. Take a look at the weekend football. Philly's big, but you didn't think. And there's nothing wrong with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.